Radio Prague News.
The Czech Republic has expressed dissatisfaction and concern over a Ukrainian court ruling sentencing a former interior minister who served in Yulia Tymoshenko's cabinet to 4 years in prison. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has said that his education minister's concession on college tuition is only one of several alternatives. And Deputy Prime Minister Karolina Peek of Public Affairs has said her party is hoping for constructive negotiations with partners in government on the issue of the VAT rate and other reforms. The Czech Republic has expressed dissatisfaction and concern over a Ukrainian court ruling sentencing a former interior minister who served in former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko's cabinet to 4 years in prison. The court sentenced Yuri Lutsenko for alleged embezzlement and abuse of office. His former boss, Mrs. Tymoshenko, is serving a 7-year sentence for alleged abuse as well. The Czech Foreign Ministry on Tuesday expressed concern over the ruling, saying that Mr. Lutsenko's trial, like that of his former boss, was far removed from European standards and principles regarding human rights. The European Union, as well as the United States, had already condemned Mr. Lutsenko's trial. Mrs. Tymoshenko's husband, Alexander, and her former economy minister, Bohdan Danilishin, have already both been granted asylum in the Czech Republic. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has said that his education minister's concession on college tuition is only one of several alternatives. He added that it would not be possible to begin private funding of the higher education system in this electoral term. The introduction of college tuition had been one of the government's policy priorities, but Education Minister Jozef Dobeš backed down from that on Monday amid furious criticism and protests, suggesting that fees be raised on secondary and extended college programs instead. Under the new proposal, the standard length of study would be covered by the state. Fees for those who study multiple college programs would increase significantly, up to 26,000 crowns per year. The original plan called for tuition of up to 10,000 crowns per semester with the option of student loans. Deputy Prime Minister Karolina Peek of Public Affairs, the smallest party in government, has said her party is hoping for constructive negotiations with fellow partners, Topo 9 and the Civic Democrats. She added that her party was putting forward no ultimatums. The party deputy leader outlined that Public Affairs is against the planned unification of the VAT rate at 20%, as well as a complete freeze on pensions proposed by the finance minister in the aim of slashing the deficit. The party, she said, was also against the cutting of maternity benefits and against planned budget cuts at the education ministry. The country's center-right government is looking for ways to slash debt in the face of meager economic growth projected for the coming years. And in related news, the opposition Social Democrats want to initiate a vote of no confidence on the government in the Chamber of Deputies over the additional austerity plans to slash the growing budget deficit. The party chairman Bohuslav Sobotka said as much on Tuesday. The leader charged that the current center-right coalition government was incapable of handling the task. Economic ministers agreed on Monday to save state expenditures by increasing the VAT to a unified rate, as well as to have income tax levied towards the wealthy and to limit pension indexation. The Social Democrat has made clear it will try and call an extraordinary session for a vote of no confidence in March. However, the leftist opposition does not command a sufficient majority in the Chamber of Deputies to realistically topple the government. I'm Jan Wellinger, and that's all the news for now.